Yeah, so injury complex, her head, she's got some minor abrasions, but otherwise no obvious trauma, no drainage from her eyes, ears, nose, or mouth. Dead tissue appears to be intact. Cervical collar's on, trachea's midline, chest is symmetrical, lung sounds are clear. Her abdomen is distended and firm, and she denies any recent pregnancy. She did complain of a little bit of pelvis tenderness, so we do have a pelvic wrap on. She's got a deformity and swelling to her right thigh, and she has a some type of an open wound that was bandaged to her right foot. Her left lower extremity appears to be atraumatic. Upper extremities suspecting a left wrist injury of some sort as well. Hemodynamically, heart rate right now is right around 100 sinus tac. Last pressure was 144 on 7.6. Sat was 98% on a room air. We got one IV in. We did have a hypotensive blood pressure in the 70s. She's had 2 grams of TXA and finishing up a unit of whole blood right now. Unless you require anything further, we'll see in about 8 to 10.
Copy. Did you say she was ejected?
Yes, sir. She was ejected and found reportedly 100 or just over 100 feet from the vehicle that actually split in half after it hit the tree.
Copy that. And is the other patient the driver on?
Yes. That would be 712. We'll be bringing that one to you, and we're assuming she is worse than him, but that's just an assumption.
I'll be a comstar. Thank you.